21. Now to your health on WTOP. Airline passengers who arrive in the U.S. through Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone will undergo enhanced screening for the Ebola virus. And a new NBC News online survey reveals most Americans support banning all flights to the U.S. from countries experiencing an Ebola outbreak. Dr. Jesse Goodman is an infectious disease specialist and professor at Georgetown University Medical Center. I asked for his thoughts on what the survey finds.
I really understand why people are so concerned, but I think we need to be very careful and stop and think before we do something like that. Banning flights could actually end up having consequences which hurt us more than help us. I think a first one that many people have talked about is it would clearly interfere with the ability of public health and health workers to travel and to contain this epidemic where it is now, which in the long run is the only way we're going to protect our country and the world. So if the epidemic is more prolonged because people can't put it out where it is, we're at risk for longer. And then one that we don't hear much about, but I think could even be more important, is that completely banning travel could push some people to try to travel or enter the country in other ways. And if that happened and they, for example, evaded public health officials, then when they came, if they became sick, they would probably not seek medical care. And that could make them much more likely to spread the disease. So things don't always work out the way people want them to do. And I think these kinds of consequences might end up actually increasing the risk to Americans, not decreasing it.
What kind of Ebola screening will be happening at several airports, including Dulles here in our area, screening of the passengers who've been through countries that are experiencing an outbreak?
Well, I think we don't know all the details yet, but, you know, what we're hearing is both they will be screened for their temperature, which would obviously just detect people who are already becoming ill or ill, but also that they will likely be questioned and have, you know, other screening to determine if there are other reasons to be concerned about their potential risk to the health of this country. I do think if this is done well, it's a reasonable additional layer of precaution. There may be people, for example, who are missed on the original screening when they leave West Africa that it could detect. Or there may be people where they're not currently sick, but the customs agents or officials identify certain aspects of what they've done or where they've been that raise concerns and that then identify them as people who need further monitoring and to keep in touch when they arrive.
Kent Brantley, the doctor and American aid worker who survived Ebola, has donated his blood to the NBC News cameraman who contracted the disease in Liberia and has now returned to the U.S. How does that help?
Well, we don't know if it helps. And a really important point is that treatment or any other experimental treatment, including some of the new drugs that people have heard so much about, we just don't know if they work. In the case of using blood from individuals who recovered, the theory is that it can contain high levels of, you know, what we call antibodies or the protein the body makes to attack foreign germs or foreign invaders, and that those antibodies could help the individual to recover. It's a good theory, but in fact, results so far, both in past Ebola outbreaks and in animal studies, have not clearly shown that this is helpful. In addition, many patients who have recently recovered from Ebola don't actually have very high levels of antibody in the blood. So it still has to be considered an experimental treatment, and we don't know if it's going to work. Now, that said, I can understand, you know, a physician faced with a very sick patient who had this option might want to consider it.
That's Dr. Jesse Goodman, an infectious disease specialist and professor of medicine at Georgetown University Medical Center. 925.